The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Tuesday, April 27th. Want to know about how new census data is reshaping Congress for at least the next decade? Which states are getting more representation and which are getting less? Also, why the Justice Department is investigating the Louisville Police Department. And we'll tell you the topic getting the Supreme Court's attention for the first time in a decade. Plus, a possible breakthrough in the global fight against malaria. Why Toyota just bought part of Lyft. And Apple's new privacy controls are here. We'll explain how to use them. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Data from the 2020 census is out, and it looks like Americans have been on the move, which means political power in Congress is about to change. Remember, the 435 representatives in the U.S. House come from all 50 states, and how many reps each state gets depends on population. So because of the new data, 13 states are going to gain or lose seats in the House in next year's elections. Texas is picking up two more seats. Florida, Colorado, Montana, North Carolina, and Oregon will also gain one seat each. On the flip side, the nation's most populous state, California, is losing a seat for the first time in history. New York, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia are also each losing a seat. And in some cases, it was close. For example, if New York had counted just 89 more people, it would have kept all of its seats in the U.S. House. You might have noticed, too, most of the states gaining reps traditionally vote Republican, and most states losing seats traditionally vote Democratic. But analysts say that could change. It also depends on how the district lines are drawn, and it's up to each individual state to draw their own maps. Also, don't forget, this census information will impact where federal tax dollars end up as well. It's all based on the survey that goes out once every 10 years. Overall, it found the U.S. population grew at nearly 7.5%. That's the slowest rate since the 1930s. And now there are officially more than 331 million people living in the United States. For the second time in a week, the U.S. Justice Department started investigating a city's police force. This time, investigators are going to be looking into the police department in Louisville, Kentucky. It's in response to Breonna Taylor's death a little more than a year ago. Remember, three officers shot and killed her in her home while serving a so-called no-knock warrant. Her death sparked nationwide protests over the last year and various investigations already. Now the Justice Department wants to find out if there's a pattern of discrimination or excessive force within the ranks of Louisville's Metro PD. The DOJ will look into the kind of training officers get, the system in place to hold officers accountable, and more. Louisville city leaders say they support this investigation, and the police chief called it necessary, adding that, quote, police reform, quite honestly, is needed in near every agency across the country. This follows a similar announcement just last week. That's when the Justice Department started investigating the Minneapolis Police Department. That one came just one day after former officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murdering George Floyd. For the first time in years, the Supreme Court has decided to hear a heated case over gun rights. The big overarching question here, can states stop law-abiding citizens from carrying guns outside their homes? This case specifically has to do with a century-old law in New York. It says people who want a permit to carry a gun in public, even concealed, need to be able to prove they need it for self-defense. New York's governor says it's all about making the state safer. But two men sued over it after they tried to get permits and got denied. In their suit, they say the state makes it virtually impossible for an ordinary, law-abiding citizen to get a license. And gun rights groups like the NRA say the right to carry a gun in public is, quote, perhaps the single most important unresolved Second Amendment question. So basically, Supreme Court justices have to decide if New York's law violates the Second Amendment or not. It's been more than a decade since the court issued a major opinion on gun control. The Supreme Court is set to hear this case when the next term starts up in October. California's Governor Gavin Newsom is now facing a recall election. This is a drastic turn for Newsom. Since when he first became governor, he was elected by the largest margin in modern history. And that election just happened in 2018. But Republicans have been frustrated over Newsom's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. So they've been leading an effort to kick him out of office for more than a year now. And this week, California's top election official reported Republicans were able to get more than 1.5 million signatures in support of the recall. And that's enough to trigger a new election later this year. So far, an exact date has not been set, but reports say it'll likely happen in the fall. If voters say they want Newsom out, then on the same ballot, people will get to choose who they think should replace him, if anyone. Already, at least three Republicans have said they'll run up against Newsom. One of them is retired Olympian and reality TV star Caitlyn Jenner. Governor Newsom's campaign responded to this news by calling the recall movement a power grab by Republicans and a waste of money. The U.S. will soon start donating all the COVID-19 vaccines from AstraZeneca that it's been stockpiling. That vaccine is not authorized here in the U.S. yet, but it has been given the green light in more than 100 other countries. And now the White House's COVID-19 coordinator says the U.S. does not need the AstraZeneca shots anyway, since there are enough shots from Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson to cover more than the American population. The U.S. government already shared about 4 million AstraZeneca doses with Mexico and Canada last month. Now 60 million are expected to go out in the coming months. They just need to clear federal safety reviews first, and the U.S. needs to finalize exactly where they'll go. More news is still ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor. This episode of The Newsworthy is presented by America's leading beverage companies who are working together to reduce plastic waste in our environment. Not all plastic is the same. America's beverage companies are carefully designing 100% recyclable plastic bottles, including the caps. Their bottles are made to be remade. And they're investing in community recycling programs to help get more bottles back so they can be turned into material used to make new bottles. That completes the circle and reduces plastic waste. Please help get every bottle back. Learn more at everybottleback.org. Again, that's everybottleback.org. Now, back to the news. There's been a potential breakthrough in the global battle against malaria. Researchers at England's University of Oxford say they've developed a malaria vaccine that's 77% effective. The research team tested it on 450 babies and toddlers in Western Africa and found no serious side effects. Now the next step is a much larger trial. Scientists plan to vaccinate nearly 5,000 more children between 5 months and 3 years old. And this is a priority because malaria kills more than 400,000 people a year, mostly young children in sub-Saharan Africa. It's spread by mosquitoes. So far, more than 100 vaccines have been tested against the disease, and the Oxford vaccine is the first to show such a high efficacy rate. iPhone and iPad users can now tell apps to stop tracking their online activity. Apple rolled out its latest software update this week, and iOS 14.5 includes the app tracking transparency feature. That means apps now have to ask for permission to track you. If you decide to opt out, it means companies no longer see your personalized tracking number. In the past, companies have used this number to keep tabs on which sites you visit and show you customized ads. For example, if you were looking at baby clothes online, you could expect to see ads later for things like diapers and children's toys. Your data could also be sold to other companies. With the software update, you can either wait for individual apps to ask you or opt out of tracking entirely. To do that, go to the privacy settings on your phone and turn off the function called Allow Apps to Request to Track. Of course, if you prefer customized ads, you don't have to opt out. Apple says it wants its users to have the power to choose whether companies follow them on the internet or not. But critics like Facebook say the move will hurt small businesses that rely on that targeted online advertising to reach customers. Also of note from Apple, the tech giant plans to build a new $1 billion hub in Raleigh, North Carolina. It'll be the company's first East Coast campus, and Apple says it'll create at least 3,000 new jobs. It's all part of a larger U.S. investment. Apple now says it'll boost U.S. spending to $430 billion and add 20,000 jobs across the country over the next 5 years. The ride-sharing company Lyft is selling the part of its company that's all about self-driving cars. And Toyota is buying it. Lyft launched its self-driving division called Level 5 back in 2017. At the time, the company promised to develop a self-driving fleet of vehicles within 4 years. But the investment did not take off as quickly as Lyft had planned. Meanwhile, the tech has become more of a focus for Toyota. Toyota just created a separate division for it a few months ago, so Lyft's program will now add to that. Lyft will help in other ways, too, by collecting driving data, creating routes, and more. The Academy Awards set a new record on Sunday night, and it's not one the producers were hoping for. Fewer than 10 million people watched the award show, the lowest viewership ever by a lot. In fact, it was 58% lower than last year's record low. As CNBC reports, industry experts expected a drop this year, largely because of the pandemic. With theaters closed and major projects delayed, viewers were likely less familiar with the movies up for awards. But the smaller audience follows a trend that actually started before COVID-19. The Oscars consistently attracted fewer viewers every year since 2014. The AP spoke with an analyst who said it has not helped that the Academy nominates movies critics may love, but that aren't always the fan favorites. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Stamps.com. Are you still going to the post office, still paying full price for postage? Well, you don't have to, thanks to Stamps.com. And just think about what you can do with the extra time and money. I know when I don't need to run that extra errand, it frees me up to just relax a little more in my day. It also means I get to cross another thing off my to-do list faster. Stamps.com allows me to mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from my computer. And especially for any other businesses that mail out a lot, this can be a game changer. Whether you're a small Etsy shop or in a bigger office or navigating a new remote work life, Stamps.com can help you handle your mailing and shipping needs with ease. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code NEWSWORTHY, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and then type in NEWSWORTHY. That's Stamps.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. Stamps.com, never go to the post office again. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, before the Beatles were formed, John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison were originally members of which group? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories. So find and follow us on Instagram to play along. Just search for us with the name Newsworthy Pod. As for last week's trivia question, in states that have legalized it, how much did Americans spend on both medical and recreational marijuana in 2020? The answer is $17.5 billion. According to market research firm BDSA, legal marijuana sales rose by nearly 50% from 2019 to 2020. And the research firm predicts legal marijuana sales will continue to grow quickly in the next few years and could reach more than $46 billion by the year 2026. Still, that would be less than half of how much Americans spend on beer. The difference, of course, is beer is legal for adults everywhere. Business Insider reports medical marijuana is now legal in 36 states, and recreational marijuana is legal for adults over 21 in 16 states and Washington, D.C. All right, a big thank you for tuning in today and trusting us here at The Newsworthy to get your news each day. As always, we'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.